Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's been 6 years since I had my stroke, and normally on my strokeversary, I'll do a solo episode. But this year, I decided to switch things up and bring in my friend Mackenzie to help me reflect and process on the last few years. We fight back tears while talking about connection and friendship. We talk about goals for the future, enjoying our journey, and living our best lives. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
The Neuro Nerds podcast has over 200 episodes and counting. So if you're new to the show, you may not know where to begin. That's why we created an episode tour. We'll guide you through some of our favorite episodes and give you a taste of what our show is all about. Sign up for the tour at newsletter.theneuronerds.com/tour or find the link in our show notes. We hope you enjoy the tour. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. It's a special episode. It is a special episode because I'm talking to my dear, beautiful, sweet, pasty friend, Mackenzie Jerkass. What's up, Mackenzie Jerkass?
Oh, not much. I'm just happy to be here.
It was okay. So the episode is actually me processing 6 years post brain injury, which is like a big deal. I normally do my processing episodes just me. I don't want to do that. I need company. I need love, care, and attention. So who better to do this with than my tiny pasty person, Mackenzie? So thank you for being on the podcast with me and processing my 6 years of bullshit.
I am honored to be here and celebrate this milestone.
Yeah. So why do you look like a gremlin?
Oh gosh. Says you.
Well, no, 100% says you. So why do I say that? Joe, you're such a dick. Yes. Literally, right before we jumped on, I was like, all right, cool. Are you ready? She's like, yeah, I look like a gremlin. You don't look like a gremlin. And then, so here's where I have an issue with that, okay?
Okay.
You sent me a GIF because 90% of our interactions are just GIF form. And you sent me a GIF, and it was Gizmo from Gremlins. Gizmo is not a gremlin.
Sorry.
Gizmo is a mogwai. When Gizmo gets wet or eats after midnight, those things that pop out of him, the green slimy things, those are gremlins.
The same thing happens to me when I do those things.
You know what? When you get greasy, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly. And maybe you get a little nauseous. You turn a little green in the face. I get it. I can see it.
Yep.
I can see it. So six years. 6 years post fucking stroke, man. It's wild.
Does it feel like 6 years?
It feels like 6 minutes underwater.
Oh, I feel like we're going to hear that joke a lot.
I will be telling that joke the rest of my life. It's different. So I realized one thing in dealing with and processing this year. Every year is different.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year, you think you have a hold of this thing. You think you have an understanding. You have no idea. Like, it just, you know, it's funny. I said, I think last year that like I had a game plan because I thought I did. I was like, okay, so I cry a lot every Strokeversary. I cry like a lot. And I was like, I got it. I have the perfect plan. I'm going to process everything the day before. Get all the tears out. The day of, I'll just be ready and I'll be good to go. Which I thought was going to be, if you think about it on paper, it's brilliant, right? It basically just turned into me crying for two straight days.
I was going to say, how did that work for you?
It did not work out at all. So like, I thought I had a whole, and I was like, man, it's just, it's a different beast every year. So then this year I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that again. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to feel feels and see how it goes. I'm just going to walk through it. It felt completely different this year. And each year I think I become more and more coherent.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weird because like, you know, most of the time I'm incoherent, but I'm still improving and growing and healing. And every year it's like a little bit more of me kind of comes back, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
No, I think from like an outsider perspective, you seemed to, I don't know, the burden didn't seem, it may have seemed just as heavy, but you coped with it better.
Yeah. You know, I think it's like recovery, right?
Yeah.
The weight and the heaviness of recovery, it doesn't get lighter. The weight is the weight. We just get stronger. So I think I've gotten stronger, but it's still really confusing. So it's like, it's. Yeah, it was weird. This year it was a very, very weird. It was very somber. I didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. I didn't really want to even move a lot. I just kind of like sat in one position. I was just like, all right, well, this is fun.
6 years. Love it.
Yay. So it was weird. All of it is weird. You know, all of it is strange. And each year is unique. And just when you think you have a hold of this thing, no, you don't. You don't. You know, now, as someone with TN, for those of you who don't know why, Mackenzie suffers from trigeminal neuralgia, which is one of the most painful ailments any human being can have. Do you do a trigeminal anniversary?
I do. I don't know what name like I should call it yet.
Trigeminal anniversary doesn't roll off the tongue?
Got like TN anniversary, trigem anniversary. It just.
TN anniversary is actually brilliant, and I'm mad I didn't say that.
The best.
A little bit. So I'm sure there's a lot of like really heavy emotions on those days. Yeah. Each year that goes by, do you feel it's a little bit easier, or is it just like each one is its own thing?
Each one is kind of its own thing. I think like last year I handled it really well. And then this year there was just this crazy hypercognizance of time where I'm like, shit, it's been 9 years and I'm not where I want to be. And that was really overwhelming.
You dick, stop overwhelming yourself. You're like eight, so stop. But I can't tell you to stop. I think everything that you were feeling is valid. And I think that's very important. We need to feel those things, you know? But we also need to realize that every moment that we're here is a blessing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important to focus on that and not, oh man, I lost so much time, and not, man, there's so little time left.
Yeah.
Or like you, God, I'm not where I want to be. You're exactly where you should be right now.
Yeah. And I think
whether it feels like it or not,
with the time thing this year, instead of dwelling on that negativity, I've really taken that as I want to push myself a bit more and get out of my comfort zone is probably a better way to phrase that. Not necessarily.
Okay. Cause I'm going to yell at you. More,
but like there's things that I want to do and I'm in a stable enough place right now that I'm going to do those things and live life to the fullest while I can, because like, it is just this hypercognizance of time. Life is short. Like we got to live.
It is, but okay. So I'm going to counter that with,
I knew you would,
with life. Life is short. Also, life is long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you ever sat through a shitty movie?
Yep.
It felt like it was never going to end. I was like, how did an hour and 45 minute take 9.5 weeks to finish?
Yeah.
You know, but life is kind of like, I think what you make it, right?
Yeah.
It can be short, but that's if we're focusing on certain things. Okay. Like, all right. When you were in school and you just wanted to be out of class.
Yeah.
If you just stared at the clock, it was the longest day you've ever had.
Yeah.
Ever. Now, if you just kind of like did the schoolwork, I guess people did that, right? People did schoolwork.
Me. Yeah.
You know, you do all your work and, or more like me, you just talk shit with your friends, right? If you do that, the day flies. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, cool. Now I get to do all the fun things that I want to do.
Yeah.
Right. If you just get hyper focused and fixated on time,
yeah,
it goes really, really slowly and not in the most enjoyable way.
Yeah.
Because you're not living, you're literally just, God, there's just, it's, I just want this to be done.
Yeah.
Or God, there's just not a lot of time for this. And you're so focused on time, you're not really in the moment and enjoying the things that you're doing. So I think I'm pretty good with that.
You are pretty good
for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, I try to be. And as for you pushing yourself, don't. I say that because I talk to you every single day, and days that you push yourself are miserable.
You're right. Yeah.
Right.
You've got a point.
Now, expanding your horizons, I'm all about it. You know, if you're like, hey, I'm gonna go party, do some cocaine, get some hookers. Well, all right, let's have at it.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, that's it. When I think cocaine and hookers, I think Mackenzie, 100%. It's each year that goes by. Like, again, I had my birthday like what, a month ago.
Yeah.
And now my strokeversary, which was yesterday, by the way, I'm recording this the day after my strokeversary. So I am still emotionally drained, very exhausted, still processing, and not 100% me. Every year that goes by, it's you reflect.
Yeah.
What did I do? What do I want to do? At least I do. I don't know if you do the same.
Yep, absolutely.
Probably I'm assuming you do the same because you're like an 85-year-old woman.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Do you celebrate like your year? You're like, man, I did that and that was awesome.
Yeah, I try to, like, I think for me personally, it's hard because this wasn't like an event where my life started. It's where my life got bad. And so it's really easy to fall into the negativities, but I have really made a point of spending it as a day of celebration instead. Like, I met Joe and Joe is great. Or like, I have all these awesome connections, or I found a lot of purpose through advocacy, or, you know, my family and my hobbies mean so much more because I value them more now. So I try to celebrate those things on those days.
I think that's really, really important to do, you know, and I get that. Yeah, it isn't where your life started. Also, you were like, you were an infant, basically. You were sperm and an egg. You were so young. So I get that.
Yeah.
I hope, and I think you have. You turned it around a little bit and you focus on, like, I don't know, like, we've talked about this like a lot, right? Like, we have a different perspective and we see things differently, which I think makes us enjoy things a little bit more.
I agree.
You know, if we choose to focus on that, and then we also know people who don't feel that at all.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, they're not there yet. So I don't want to be. That's what I tried to do. I tried to really focus in on, like, all right, like, when it comes to like accomplishments, I don't necessarily think I was like, all right, these are the things that I've done, and I don't really do that. Really, I guess I'm just happy that I've helped the amount of people that I've helped. Yeah. By the way, I had a lot of messages from people that really spoke to me. Thank everybody that reached out and said like nice things. Nobody said anything nasty. That was really cool. Thanks, guys.
Maybe I should have.
You should have. It's about, hey, we got to, everything has to be balanced in the world. You could have been my Thanos. You could have just evened everything out. I forget sometimes that I have the reach that I do in the community because like some random people were like saying really, really nice things, which immediately made me ugly cry. Oh, I cried so much yesterday. So that made me feel better about everything.
Yeah.
You know, as dark of a day as, you know, your brain injury anniversary, stroke anniversary, TN anniversary.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. Can be. I think if we think about like, all right, well, what did I accomplish? What was my mission? What was my purpose? Did I improve the world? Did I improve myself? And I, you know, I asked all these questions, and I like to think that I've had a very positive impact on a lot of people in the community, aka the world. And I think I continue to do good. And that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me fighting, and it gives me energy. And it's something that, like, I want to continue to do and grow and expand upon. And I think that was a lot of my focus yesterday, too. Once I was done with my little pity party, which, I got to tell you, it was a rager.
Like, you said that you ugly cried, but were you able to celebrate that at all yesterday? Like, did you feel like you could feel that? No.
No. It's hard for me. It's really, really hard for me to do all the things that I tell everybody that we should do.
Yeah.
So I've focused really, really hard in the last few years to not be the do as I say, not as I do guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be that. I've never wanted to be like, hey guys, don't do drugs. Now I'm gonna go shoot some heroin. Like, I don't want to be that. I want to be the, hey guys, don't do this because it's not good for you. I don't do this, and this is like the result, right? So in recovery, it's really important, I think, to be honest, like be authentic and share the truth. That's why I share. Dude, I struggle a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Mackenzie.
A lot.
You're aware. this is the downside of becoming my pasty person. Okay. You have to deal with like the awful side of my recovery. But yeah, it's hard for me to take in good things. It's the recovering Catholic in me. It's the imprints of my childhood and the abusive household and all of that stuff, right? So it's really hard for me to be like, man, I did some good things. Yeah. And I'm proud of myself for doing said good things. Yeah. I don't ever do that, and it's hard. So when I see people saying nice things about me, I'll immediately deflect.
Yeah.
Immediately. Well, no, you. You're the one. I'm just some dude. You know, I'm just a dude, talks a lot of shit, smiles, looks like a big dumb goon. You are the rock star. So it's hard. So I didn't do that. I did a lot of ugly crying for like a million different reasons. Mm-hmm. That's what was crazy. Like, I was ugly crying because it's like, wow. So you have that reflection of easily I could just not be here.
Yeah.
Which always like hits hard, right? And then, wow, you know, what would my life have been? Mm-hmm. You know, like, would I have made it? Like, it gets dark.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I don't mean to like get like too dark, but like it gets dark. Like, I don't think I could have lived the way that I was living. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. And then you start thinking, okay, well, this is the second opportunity. Am I doing everything that I can be doing with second opportunity? Is this what this is? Am I happy?
Yeah.
You know, am I truly helping people? Am I truly healing? Like, all of these things are going. I'm exhausted. I started seeing messages from people that like I'm not in contact with frequently. Mm-hmm. Maybe we had like a patch of time, a couple of weeks where we chatted a lot. And then this is where like the ugly tears came from, where I was like, wow, that patch of time that I gave to that person changed the trajectory of their recovery. And it's they're living that they're or at least attempting to live their best life. And this is years later, and they're telling me that it was that patch of time that got them. Fuck, I'm going to cry. No, I'm not going to do it. It was that little patch of time, that energy that I gave them, that care, that attention, that got them to where they are. Yeah. Where I was like, wow, it's mind-blowing. Because I think about my people, right? I like to think everybody in the brain injury community is my people. But let's be honest. Some of you guys are dicks. I don't really fuck with you. I'm sorry. Like, I want to. I'll help as best I can. But we're just not compatible like that because we just think differently and we're just not there, right? But if you need help, I'm here. So when I say I think about my people, I think about like my people, you.
Yeah.
Right? I think about me. I think about like I think about like my close circle of people. And then I kind of don't really, I guess, realize the impact that I have on like the outer branching people that I've talked to, you know? That's what's so powerful. And it made me think about just our community and sharing and everything. It's important that we all talk. It's important that we all share our stories, specifically because people are listening. People are watching, whether you think it or not. Like, it's happening. You're helping so many more people than you can even possibly understand right?
Yeah.
I say this frequently, and I've had several survivors say this. Yeah, but nobody has said anything, so I don't think I'm helping. I'm like, dude, you are helping. You really are. Just because people aren't like reaching out to you, as many people as I don't want to say like people don't reach out, because they do. It's not as many as I wish it was. So I start to think, God, like, am I really having an impact? It's only been like a handful of people. But then when I start thinking, wait a minute, this person that just reached out to me, they literally, a lot of them say the same things. I've been following you for years.
Yeah.
I'm a fire. Why don't you just hit me up now? We could have been chatting. We could have been friends. Yeah. You know, we have a reach, and it makes me happy, and it always reminds me that for me, coming back, living this second life, that the second opportunity of life that I have, that's my purpose. I feel it was my purpose to come down and help our community,
yeah.
Right? And that just gives me a little bit more focus on what I want to do, what I want to continue to do. You know, I just sincerely always want to help, and I just always want to grow and make sure that people didn't go through the same shit that I went through.
Yeah. I was gonna bring up the point of, you know, Joe always says, like, not everyone reaches out. And I always think, like, you know, how many times am I scrolling through social media and I like something or something makes me smile and I don't say anything about it?
No.
Like, that's just the way we operate. And I think if we communicated our feelings a lot more, like, it would change the world.
But it would.
I think you're someone that just like evokes joy in others. Like, you can't see that goofy smile and not be like, ah, like, my day is brighter, you know?
Yeah, my day is brighter because I don't look like that guy.
No, like, I don't know. I hope you allow yourself to kind of bask in that love. And
no.
Oh no, I'm gonna force you to. But like, just think about that for a second and really think about the impact that you made. I know it's a day of tears sometimes and a day of anger sometimes and so many emotions at once, but like, allow yourself to feel that joy as well.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me. It's this weird thing where I'm like, I don't deserve joy. I don't know why. It's the way that I was brought up. It was my upbringing that like really imprinted this thing on me that like, you know, well, you're not good enough. That's why good things don't happen, because you're not good enough. Like, our family, there's things don't work out like that for us, mm-hmm. You know, that's for other people. So like, I've always had that in me. So it's hard. That's why like, I'm always like building up everybody else, I think, because like I've had a lifetime of practice of, hey, everybody, you guys are so much better than me. So it's hard to be like, hey, I'm doing this for me.
Yeah.
I've changed that for the most part. Like, I'm like, yeah, I want to heal, not just for other people. I also want to heal for me, which is like huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a huge thing. It's not easy. It doesn't come natural at all. You know, I struggle with it, but I'm a work in progress. I'm getting there. But it also makes me want to keep pushing, fighting, and expanding stuff for like our community.
Yeah.
It's been the biggest help for me to help others.
Yeah.
And damn it, Dina from TAF, you're right. I'm a servant. I hate the term servant, but I am. I'm a servant to our community, and I just I want to help people.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that too. I'll be doing that more. So I did in past years where we were doing a lot of Clubhouse things,
mm-hmm.
where we would like basically support groups and connections and stuff and helping people. We got away from that a little bit. I got away from that a lot of it. It was overwhelming. It was a lot. Also, I think it kind of hit its peak.
Yeah.
It was just like, all right, it's plateaued. That's what this is. We came, we made that support group a bitch. Is that weird? Is that a weird phrase?
No, I enjoy it.
All right. I'm with that. This was why our dynamic is the way that it is. So now it's like, okay, well, what do we do? So I asked you if you would do a thing with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you like it or not, we're going to do a thing. It wasn't an ask, it was a tell. It was like, by the way, this is what we're going to be doing.
I just go along with it.
Yeah. You're very small. If you didn't, I throw you out a window. No, that's violent. That's so violent. So if you look at the size difference between us, it'd be like, oh, why would you even say that? So I was thinking, I actually had a thought, right? Look, I'm just processing out loud now. So I want to get back into starting to do like support groups and maybe like lives and get some information and conversation started. I think Wellbeing Wednesdays is great. I loved it. And I think maybe doing it, but on a different platform. I was thinking about doing it on Twitter Spaces. That might be a good place to reach a lot of people. Another one would be on TikTok, starting to do some TikTok lives. I think that would be really, really good. Even though TikTok comments, man, some of you guys, woo, how were you raised?
They're hardcore. It's kind of scary.
It really is wild, isn't it? It was like, ooh, I would love to know your background.
But I think
how old were you when you were like six?
I think those spaces are easier to reach others. I think Clubhouse is great, but it's not expanded to the point that, you know, Twitter and TikTok are. You can reach more and like connect with more people through Twitter and TikTok. And I think that's
agreed.
A huge, huge bonus.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I was thinking, so I want to do a Wellbeing Wednesday. I think that was great. I maybe like once a month, and this isn't just for me because I'm not a selfish human being. I'm selfless. I had an ex-girlfriend break up with me. Obviously, that happened a lot. But one in particular, why did she break up with me? She told me I was too selfless.
Did you let that go to your head?
I was like, what? I was like, what does that even mean? I'm too selfless. You can be with somebody who's so selfless. I was like, what kind of dumb shit is that? What kind of awful reason is that to leave a human being? You are too selfless. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not an arrogant prick. It's cool. I turned into an arrogant prick not far after that. So it bounced me out. Balance, yin and yang of life. So I was thinking, like, for you, and I'll be on it with you if you want. If not, this could be 100% thing. I was thinking like a TN Tuesdays.
Yeah. No, I think that would be good because with TN, it's a small community, and there's currently no hub where we can all just meet and talk. And so
right.
I think that would be a really cool thing to do.
I think it's a brilliant idea, mostly because I came up with
it. Well, and that's what I appreciate about you, because not only do you care for your own community, like, you care about my community, and you inspire me to push my boundaries with advocacy. So, there. Own that.
Of course I care about your community. It's your community, and I adore you, you psychopath. Oh, we talked about what my love language is. My love language is annoying people.
It's true.
Yeah. So I say the most horrific things to my best friends.
Yeah.
Like, really, I realize, so the way that I joke, I don't think people understand my sense of humor. Like, if you don't know me, and I've said things to people, like my friends' friends, and their faces just drop. Like, what is wrong with this person? And I'm like, oh, they're like a normal person.
Yeah.
They don't get it. You know, like on my friend's birthday, my friend, Jason Carpenter, and Ricky, and like this is for a decade and a half now. Every year on their birthday, I send them the exact same message. Your lifestyle is an abomination, and I sincerely hope bad things happen to you. I have said that for 15 years, every year that I've known two of my closest friends. Is that bad?
I mean, that's your sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay. Now, hearing that, if you just heard that from like, and you didn't know me, how would you react?
I don't know. I think I would find it funny personally. That's because I'm also messed up.
It's because you're because deep down inside, you're a horrible person.
It's true.
look, this is why I keep pushing. This is why I keep fighting. It's for these connections. It's for this understanding. It's for this beautiful life that we can all live if we just choose to.
Yeah.
Now, you negative. God, why was I going to be so aggressive? You heard it. You saw it.
I saw it in your face.
I was literally. All right. Hey, I was literally going to attack you. You negative fucker. No, I don't want to do that. You negative people out there. I know the response to me. And I'm not even going to say negative people. I'm going to say people who are in a lot of pain. That's what it is. Negative people are just in a tremendous amount of pain, whether it be physical or emotional, right? They kind of both go hand in hand most of the time. The response will be like, it's not that easy. You're right.
Okay, but you're also completely wrong. It is that easy to actually to do it. That's what's hard. That's what seems almost impossible sometimes. But you have to take those steps, you know? Just as quickly as you can say this day sucks, you can say this day is amazing.
Yep.
And I choose to say that this day is amazing. Just like the cup thing, right? Ugh, it's half empty. It's also half full. So let's enjoy that second half and do the best that we can in drinking it or what eating it, whatever it is. Whatever it is. I don't know.
You're eating a cup.
Well, have you ever seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, there you go.
Where he had like the little flower and he drank it and then he ate the thing?
Yeah.
I, as a kid, I was like, is that real? Can I do that? You can't.
Oh, no.
You can't pick flowers that resemble cups and eat them. I'm 100% sure that so many kids got sick like myself. You know, I wasn't a very bright. I'm not a bright adult. Clearly, I wasn't a bright kid. Yeah, so I think that's cool. I think doing more spaces and advocating, not just for, you know, my side of the brain injury community, but your side as well. Every side, you know, not just for ABIs, which by the still have a fucking issue with acquired brain injury. Brain injury is a brain injury. Whether it be strokes, whether it be, you know, brain injuries from like a car accident, whether it be TN, whether it be any mental health issue, all of these things, like we have to talk about these things more often. Yeah. We have to be able to heal. Right. And we have to be able to include people and let everybody know that they're not alone, because you're not. Like, yeah. We're all in this.
One thing that's really helped me through my recovery is having the right tools. I wanted to share what I've learned with others who are on their own brain injury recovery journey. So I created a free guide. In my free guide, 9 must-have tools for stroke and brain injury recovery, I cover tools to help with occupational and physical therapy, mindset, overstimulation, and more. If you're looking for ways to improve your brain injury recovery, be sure to check out my guide. You can download your copy at usorock.coach/guide. The links are also available in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope this guide helps you with your brain injury recovery.
I wouldn't have been able to get as far as I am in this recovery if it wasn't for everybody in the community.
Yeah.
You know, even you dicks, even you guys. You guys have helped me build up my armor to not want to deal with people who aren't ready to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Has that helped you dealing with people who are in your community, in your subset with TM? People are upset because they're in constant pain. And pain hurts, and it makes you want to attack other people.
Yeah.
And I know you've been attacked.
Yeah.
Has that helped you, or has that hindered your progress in recovery?
I think for the first couple years, it was pretty hindering, but
right.
I have kind of learned to deal with that better and cope with that a bit better, mm-hmm. and understand that that's not a place that I want to be in anymore. Right. And this sounds horrible, but it's almost out of like spite for that I that I choose not to be like that anymore.
Right.
And I really want to put more value into the good than the bad. And I think, like we were saying, like this community, the brain community, has so many dimensions to it. And mm-hmm. it wasn't until I expanded into, you know, the brain injury community and the stroke community that I felt so much more supported.
Right.
And it wasn't just this like pain bubble.
Yeah.
You know, and like my community is my community and I love them no matter what. But like the power there is in coming together, like the whole brain community, it is such a beautiful thing.
Like it really is. It's life changing. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's 100% life changing because my life changed once I found this community. Mm-hmm. And before I found the larger community, there wasn't a community that I knew of. So Lauren and I, we just started building one.
Yeah.
You know, we just started finding a bunch of nerds with brain injuries and started talking about our journey. It's hard because even, you know, there are, look, in Clubhouse, like certain rooms are just like, I remember early on in Clubhouse, which is an all audio app, and they have like these different rooms for anything. I was checking out some of the different support, brain injury support rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's trauma.
Yeah.
There was one in particular that I went into, and literally people are scream, yell, crying. And I'm like, this isn't healthy.
Yeah.
It's not. Now, I'm not saying don't do that. That's unhealthy to not do that. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we should do all the time. And it's not something that I think we should do in, I don't know, in groups of strangers. That isn't actual therapy, I guess. It's just, it's hard. And it's harder. I say that coming from my own personal experience. When I get in a group of negative people, being a recovering Catholic, I'm immediately like, yeah, yeah, all this sucks. You know? It's hard. So I can't be around that stuff. And it doesn't help you heal. At least it doesn't help me heal.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really helping those people heal. But if you do it and you need to get it out, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem that way, because I would see the same faces and the same people in these same rooms doing the same things for weeks on end. And I understand healing takes time.
Yeah.
It's like you got to try something different.
I think it's important to recognize, like, everyone's at a different point, and some people always stay in that point where it just takes them a lot longer to move past that. And it's hard to watch, but I don't know. I look at, like, my first probably 3 years, I was miserable. I was in so much pain. I didn't have treatments that were working. Like, I was a miserable person. And I think going into those groups and having people connect with me over how shitty things are, like, that felt good in a way.
Right.
I think as time has gone on and we move and we learn how to cope better, it's become really important to me to demonstrate that it doesn't have to be that way forever. And I think that's what I admire so much about you as well. It's like, not to toot our own horns by any means, but like...
But beep, beep.
But like, you know, you get to a point where you want to be kind of like a good demonstration, I guess, for the community. You want to show them that happiness can exist with pain and that life moves on after these things. Like, if you want to pursue your dreams. Like,
yeah.
But people need to see that in order to move forward sometimes.
Yeah, we need to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to grow. And I don't want to just fixate and focus on all these horrible things. Like, I want to grow and I want to live and love and enjoy life. Like, I do. And that's what I look, you and I, our dynamic, by the way, I still don't understand it. I don't think anybody really does. It doesn't change anything. It is what it is, you know, but I love it because we struggle with so many different things, physically, specifically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you name it. There's a struggle, but we don't stay there. We don't stay there. We understand that we have each other, which is very, very important. So survivors out there that don't have that, that's where your focus should be. Your focus shouldn't be, yeah, but I don't have, okay, cool. Like, that's been established. What are you going to do about it? Right? Like, let's figure that out. We're here. There's a beautiful community out there, and it's so important that we all become a part of it and share and connect, because we're the only ones that know what it's like to live this way.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But you have to make that choice. You have to make that choice that I don't want to keep doing the same things. I don't want to be miserable. I want to grow.
Yeah.
I want to grow. It's not fun to stay still, is it?
No.
I would think it's like, yeah, I did this. I want to go do something new. You know, so like talk to strangers. And as difficult as this stuff is, we can do difficult things.
Yeah.
We can. You can reach the top shelf in your pantry. And I know that's difficult for you.
I'm going to need a step ladder, but I'll get there.
That, you know what? That's the perfect analogy. That's what our community is.
Yeah.
You know, you're just this short, pasty survivor from Canada. Is that too specific? I was just being vague for the community. I think I nailed it with you. And the community is the step ladder that gets you to the top of the pantry where all the deliciousness is. It's a weird analogy. Actually, made me feel a little uncomfortable, but I'll stand by it.
Really specific.
I'm good with it. You know, I got through a lot of the pain of hate and just evil thoughts, and like I don't want to do that anymore. And I know how much pain that made me feel. It didn't make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel worse. So I don't want to do that. I want to focus on the positive. I think most survivors out there, I don't think you want to feel the way that you do. I don't think you want to feel angry. I don't think you want to feel just miserable every single day. It's not easy to do what Mackenzie and I do. It's not. We work at it every day. We really easily, if we didn't, we would just be scream crying at people, at ourselves. Like, it would be miserable. We would be miserable people.
We do that sometimes, but
sometimes, yeah.
We gotta feel our feels, but
you do. Very important. It's very important. Just don't do that for like long periods of time. Yeah. It's not fun. And anything and everything that you're feeling, you're not alone. Yes, your feelings are your own.
Yeah.
There's no, you can't compare them. Oh, well, you don't know what I'm feeling. Well, I don't know exactly what you're feeling. You don't know exactly what I felt. And it is pain. It is helplessness. It's hopelessness. It is darkness. We've all felt something that dark at some point in our lives. You know, I chose to heal. And I hope everybody out there chooses to heal too. Don't wait for, I don't know, whatever you're waiting for. Just mm-hmm. don't wait. Like, just think Nike. Let's do it. So let's do this. TN Tuesdays at least once a month.
Yeah, I would like that.
Well-being Wednesdays is going to be up and running on one of these platforms. Not sure which one yet, but it's going to be pretty amazing. It's been a long 6 years. It's been an emotional 6 years. And I really, even after all this chaos, all this craziness, I just want to help. Like, I do. Like, I really just want to, help other people out there just live their best life. I wasted... Now, I don't want to say wasted. All right, fuck, I'll say wasted. So much of my life just existing, mm-hmm. just going through the motions, not really living, you know? My brain injury, yeah, it took a lot, but it gave me more than it's taken. It could be the same for you. And now I've heard it from the people who are where they're at in their recovery, where it's like, yeah, but you can walk. Yeah, I can. I'm very thankful. I am. That does not diminish my struggles. It does not take away from the amount of pain that I've had to fight through, the darkness that my recovery has been. It doesn't. Just like I can't compare to yours. Like, I don't know what your recovery is. Mm-hmm. Whether, and also, can we get away from this? I had a small stroke. Can we not say that? There's no such thing. There's no such thing as like, oh, well, it was a mini stroke. No, it was a huge stroke. It was a brain injury. You know, my stroke wasn't as bad as yours. How could you possibly know that? You're not in my body and brain. Like, you don't know how it affected me. I don't know how it affected you. We're all on the same like plane here, right? We all are. There's no, well, your thing is worse than mine. Yeah, maybe. You know what it is? I think we put each other, like ourselves, in the other side's shoes, mm-hmm. right? Like if I didn't have use of one side, like, that is like the worst thing. Cool. Yeah. For me, mm-hmm. to the people that it happened to, like Noreen, I always bring up Noreen. Noreen is living her best life. She left me a message yesterday, made me so happy, which reminds me, I gotta respond back to Noreen. If you're listening to Noreen, I'll be sending you a message right after I record this. You know, it's the comparisons are killers. They're mm-hmm. okay. If you look at somebody who, in your opinion, is not doing as well as you or struggling more than you. And they're smiling and happy. Like, look at it like that. Like, wow, if they can do that, so can I. But don't compare yourself. Like, oh, well, I wish I, like, oh, it just, it, I don't know. The comparisons bother me. Do you get that? I'm sure in the community too, a lot, your community, yeah. a lot.
Yeah. It's pretty rampant. And I think for me, there's no growth in the comparisons. Like, it doesn't make anyone feel better. Like, no. So no. I think that's one thing that's always, I don't know, hindered me in a little way. But yeah, I think there's a lot more strength in just recognizing that we've all been through something. Yeah. And it's cheesy, and we've said it, and it's been a cheesy episode. But, you know, there is a lot of strength in just coming together and not adding this like hierarchy and these levels to it. It's just, we're all on the same playing field. We've been through something and we can work through that together.
Like, we really, like, our trauma is our trauma is our trauma. Mm-hmm. It's the worst, or the, you know what I mean? Like, whatever we're feeling, it's the things that we're feeling. other people, could be completely different, you know? Like, yeah. I had a friend who got shot. And I'm like, I don't think I can ever complain about pain again. And he was like, oh, wasn't that bad. Are you kidding me? You got shot. He's like, yeah, wasn't that bad. Oh my gosh. I stubbed my toe and I was almost in tears. I don't understand. We can't compare. Like, we all feel things completely differently, you know? So what isn't a big deal to you could be like damn near life ending to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, like we also have to respect where we are on our journey. So I respect those of you in your journey that are at a place where you're just angry. That's okay. You should feel that. I just don't have any desire to feel that with you right now. I personally, I'm past that. I'm not going back. That's still caterpillar stage, right? I'm well beyond that. And I can't wait for you to process that, crawl out of that dirt, look at the sky and say, that's where I want to be. Because when you're there, that's where we're at, you know? And I can't wait to talk to you about that because I'm not talking about crawling around dirt. And I do understand it's a process, though. It's taken me 6 long years to get to where I am. And I'm still so far away from where, not just I want to be, where I know I'm going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm healing every day. I'm growing every day. And I just have the same fight and fire. And I just want to continue to help and do good.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
Neuronerds. I want to be a superhero. I think I'm going to get a cape.
Well, I have been around for 3 of your strokeversaries now, and I can say that in that time, I've seen like incredible growth in you in those 3 years alone. And it's been really amazing to watch and an honor to kind of be by your side through all of that.
You like my ramen.
I'm proud of you.
I say that because you're short. Wait, have I known you 3 years now?
3 years. I know.
Wow. Is it crazy how time doesn't mean anything?
Yeah.
Time, you know what I mean?
Time is a concept.
No, it really is. It's a construct. It's not real. This isn't real. We're not here. We're just numbers.
Yeah.
I've known you in my soul my whole life.
Yeah.
Wow, I was going to fucking cry again. I want I've known you much longer emotionally and spiritually, more than 3 years. I'm so thankful for you. I could not have gotten through these past couple of years without you. We've had some really deep conversations. We've had more ridiculous conversations.
Yeah.
You know?
Chaos.
So much chaos, you know? But I'm so thankful. That's why I don't want to do this. I don't want this to be another Joe. Oh, everything's weird in 6 years. I want to do it with you because I've been very uncomfortable the last few days. I've been very uncomfortable because this year, more so than years in the past, I'm really here, like much more cognitively here. I know that sounds weird because you guys have heard, those of you who listen to the show, have heard several Strokeversary episodes. And, oh, no, you're there. No, I haven't really been. Like, I'm more here now than I ever have been. And it's weighed, and I've been very uncomfortable, and I've been very like vulnerable. That's the word. I've been very vulnerable, and I didn't want to do this alone because I didn't think I would be able to kind of get all this stuff out, I guess, you know, not even get this stuff out. Cause I think I did okay. I don't think I would be comfortable doing this alone. I'm so thankful that I have you here to do this with me. it's a comfort thing. You bring me a lot of comfort and joy, and I'm just forever grateful to know you. And it's only been 3 years. Fuck that. Forever. Shut up. It's been longer. But that's what this community is. This community is instant connections. This community is, we don't have to know each other forever to know each other forever. You know, we don't have to have those ties. Oh, we went to school together and we went to college together. We roamed. Like, we don't need any of that shit. Like, we really don't. We have stronger bonds and connections with people that we just met than people that we've known for decades, you know, and you being one of those people to me. And I'm just forever grateful and forever thankful to have you in my life. Like, I would just be floating around aimlessly if I didn't have my tiny, pasty, beautiful jerk ass to balance me out on most days. And I'm so thankful for you. Like, it's crazy. I'm just really happy. Like, you make me happy.
Thank you. Like, I feel the same way.
On those dark days, I'm like, man, this sucks. And then you're like, oh, Canadian weirdness. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. There is obviously, like, how are the fuck our relationship got to where it is? You know what I mean? Like, there's that connection. But also, just on an outsider looking in thing, I'm just like, oh, I'm inspired by you. Like, you just... Because I know this is like the deep inside stuff. I know, like, I know the amount of pain that you're even right now, you dick. I know how much pain you're in physically because you're having one of those flares, but you're still here and not bitching and moaning and complaining and being your normal. You're such a bright light. You're as bright a light to this world as you are to my eyes right now, because you're very Caucasian. And your skin is glowing.
I was like, please follow all of that up with like an insult or something. Like, I can't handle that level of compliment.
And when you start to sweat and it's not even glistening anymore, it's like a Vaseline was rubbed on your face. And then, like,
the Vaseline on my face.
But I am. I'm so thankful for you. I love you to death. And I couldn't get through a lot of my days without you. Like, I'm forever. It's so weird. I'm forever grateful. I almost died. it's weird because we focus so heavily on, like, damn it, this thing that almost took us out and took so much away from me. Change the way you think. Really reevaluate things. Yes, our brain injuries, no matter whose it is, has taken away so much. It's given us something so beautiful and valuable, whether that be just a new perspective of life, a new understanding, a new passion, a new purpose, or even the people that it's brought into your lives. You know, oh, well, it's taken away. Like, I lost my family. I lost my significant other and my cool. They weren't who you thought they were. You know, like, it's like in marriage, right? Yeah. Through hard times. I don't know the thing. What's the words?
No, I'm not married.
I started singing in my head Boys to Men. It's so hard to say goodbye. Like, the good times that made us laugh. Like, no. It's not a eulogy. Through the ups and downs, like, everybody's supposed to be there. After a brain injury, it is a very, very steep down, right? If you lose people, they just weren't meant to be there with you. You know, but you gain people who will be there with you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I just love that. I'm so thankful for that. I never thought I'd be thankful to a brain injury, to something that damn near killed me, that gave me a permanent scar in my head that has given me the gnarliest case of PTSD that sucks so bad. But you know what? It brought me my people.
Yeah.
It brought me my M's. It brought me my dog. It brought me my community. And I'm forever grateful for each and every one of those things, you know? And it also helped educate me with certain things too, you know? I now know what TN is.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously. No, this is like, it's a beautiful thing. The fact, like, here's where the perspective comes in, right? Like, I now know what TN is. I now know, this is why I look at you in such a different light. nobody has more of a right to be hateful than you. I say that because when we're in pain, we're in pain. It's like, yeah, you have every right to be a jerk because everything sucks. TN is pain. This is so dark. I'm sorry, trigger warning. It's called the suicide ailment, right?
Yeah.
Because most people can't live with that type of constant pain. And you're there smiling through the pain because you're a psychopath. You know, but I would have never have known what this thing is. And I would have never have known that you're fighting through this really intense thing and doing it while still being a joy and a helpful, caring, loving person, which is just like, how can one human being be all of those things? You know, I'm thankful that I get to experience and know that.
I think it speaks volumes about you too, that like you're willing to learn about that stuff and that you seek that out and that you want to help people beyond what's affected you. That speaks volumes about who you are. That is, again, something I really admire about you. And it is honestly just such an honor to like talk with you every day. It's just,
stop. Obviously. I don't want to cry. Also, I'll ruin this moment really quickly because when you say honor, you say it with a U.
I do say it with a U in it.
And when you say favorite, you say it with a U.
Like I said, it brings more spice to the word.
Really, I'm thank you. You're way too kind and it makes me feel very uncomfortable. And now I'm going to end the episode because of it. I'm always just, I'm still processing. This is one thing that I did not anticipate this year. Mm-hmm. I didn't think this was going to eat into like the next day, which today is it's the day after. And I kind of feel like it might eat into the next few days. You know, that's what I'm feeling like internally. But we learn something new every single year. But no matter what, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here to experience this chaos. And, you know, you're not alone. Everybody out there, none of you guys are alone. Like, we're all in this together. If you're feeling isolated and lonely, there are so many others out there that are feeling the exact same thing. Here's what's great. We can be isolated and lonely together.
Yeah.
You know, misery loves company and we are all miserable.
Well, we said like, you know, most people don't speak up, like speak up, communicate, connect with people. That's like the most wonderful thing you can do.
It is. Here's the thing. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what? A lot of people are like, they still have a little bit of shame or embarrassment. Mm-hmm. Who cares? I've had people on the show talking about like pissing themselves. I had Zavdi when she was on this show. She talked about like shitting herself and like the nurses being mad because they constantly had to clean her up. This is just stuff that we go through. There's no shame. There's no embarrassment. More importantly, there's no judgment.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the most important things that about our community. Like we're not judging each other, at least not to your face. No. We're not judging. Hey, I'll say this. If you're a dick, I'm 100% judging you. Right? I think that's fair. Or if you're a good person, I would never judge you. If you're a jerk, your ears are burning all day, every day, because I am judging. I am talking about you. I am like messaging people about you. I love how things always kind of derail at some point. Look, Mackenzie, my favorite jerk ass in the world. And yes, her nickname is jerk ass. And yes, it's a term of endearment. And yes, in my phone, she's in my phone as Mackenzie Jerkass.
I wear it proudly.
You do. You're my favorite jerkass in the world. If the people wanted to reach out to Mackenzie Jerkass, you can at MacDaddy the Lady Face.
Yes. I remembered it.
On Instagram. And wait, don't you have a website?
I do. Livingwithteal.com.
Boom. Teal is the color of TN. So to support Mackenzie, if you were going to do anything and try to promote a TN awareness, wear teal, you know, and on one day a year, you should paint the town teal.
That's right. That's
October 7th. Pretty good, right? Yeah. October 7th. Oh, it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Oh, my God. So we're going to be hearing from you again really soon. I'm going to be painting the teal. Who knows? I might even dye my entire body teal. That just sounds like a kink thing. You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You're not going to like the photos either. So definitely reach out to Mackenzie. She's an amazing human being. You can hear it Honestly, I just fucking love you and I hate it. if you wanted to, you can attempt to reach out to my beautiful, tiny ass kicking co-host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. I wouldn't suggest you do it anytime soon because she's in Granada. Oh. Did I say that right?
I don't know. She's in Spain.
She's in Spain. Or if you say it like she tries to get me to say it when she's there, it's Spain. I think that was good. I love that. So reach out to Lauren. That's another one. I wouldn't be here without Lauren. I just fucking miss that. I just miss her so much. Also, one thing I don't miss, physically fearing for my safety. I don't miss that. I don't miss that. You know, people think, really, it's so funny. The people are like, dude, you're so funny when you say that. I'm like, no, Lauren scares me. Insert Lauren kick noise here. She's a frightening person. You can reach out to me at Joso Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere. 6 years, Mackenzie.
6 years.
And I've known you for half of them. And that just it's I don't even know how to process that. I'm complete honesty. I'm probably gonna go lay down and cry for like an hour. But I think for the most part, I think they're good tears because yeah. I'm thankful to be here. I could not be more thankful that, you know, my brain injury brought me to you. Like I am just so fucking thankful and grateful and always inspired by you. I'm just so proud to call you my friend. And I just fucking love you, dude. Yeah. It's annoying.
Well, I feel the same way and I love you.
It's because I'm amazing. I get it. Hey, 6 years and counting. You know, the Neuro Nerds, we're always here to help. Please reach out. If not to us, if not to me, if not to Mackenzie, to somebody. You know, there's no reason to go through this journey alone. There are so many other people out there that need that connection just as desperately as you do. We can do this and we're going to do this. And you know what? It's going to be a great year.
Hell right? Yeah.
It's going to be a great rest of the year. And we're all going to live our best lives. If not, Lauren's coming for you. And on that, you guys should all be quaking in your boots. Note, this Neuro Nerd is out. Lauren would run roughhouse on everybody. Have you seen her hit a heavy bag?
I haven't.
Hey, survivors, caregivers, and nerds of all kinds. We are so grateful for each and every one of you who have taken the time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really makes our day. Not only do we read every single one, but we love reading them on our episodes. So if you haven't already, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us spread the word about the show. And when you do, just let us know by tagging @TheNeuroNerds on Twitter. We might even read your review on our next episode.
Neuro Nerds.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.